All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Finance Committee. Bob will not be here this evening. He had some pretty serious dental surgery done last week and is still having the ramifications of that, the after effects of that. So I will be your MC for the evening. Let's start off with the minutes. See if we can.
I'm good.
All right, minutes approved. With that, I will hand it over to Mike as he's going to talk to you about his technology budget and allow for some questions. So, Mike, I'm all ready.
I'm going to start with. Projects. So every year I bring a collection of projects to the board for updates, refresh, that sort of thing, for hardware primarily. And this year, as with every year moving forward, we're going to refresh the sixth grade Chromebooks. So as we have a new batch of sixth graders coming to Hadley, we'll supply them with a new Chromebook. So it's about 430 students that we usually see coming at Hadley for the grade schools every year. The Chromebooks that we're looking at this year are the Dell Chromebooks. So the cost I have right now is kind of retail. We should get a little better than that, but for budgeting purposes, about $300 a unit is what the Chromebooks will cost. And that breaks out to about $43,000 annually for the lease payment. So things like that, small devices, we generally lease on a three-year program. At the end of those 3 years, we do a fair market value lease. So that equipment will go back to the lease, the leasing company when that lease is over. We're also going to do a pilot at Franklin this coming year. So we're going to incorporate Chromebooks at level three. So that's about 210 Chromebooks at the level three at Franklin. Again, at about $300, it'd be the same hardware platform. We're also going to take the level three laptops that are currently in use at Franklin, and we're going to distribute those out to the teachers. So the teachers at Franklin and the teachers here at Hadley, instead of having the desktops that they've had for years and years, we're going to start moving them to mobile technology. So we're going to get another year out of the laptops that we have at the level three. They come off lease the next year, and they'll be used for teachers' use for next year, but only at Franklin and at Hadley. Otherwise, we're going to stay with the model we have, and then once those leases come off in actually 16-17, then we'll replace those, and I'll talk a little bit about that as well. The other big project we have is the phone equipment. So all the phone equipment has switches, routers, the backbone equipment that makes that system run. Those things have been in place since we've had the phone system. So they're hitting about 10 years. They're past end of life. It's time to replace those. So it's a Cisco system. These would be Cisco routers and switches. There's 17. They're distributed throughout the district, throughout the buildings. 17 switches, that is, and 6 routers. That's what gives them access to the outside. But plus professional service, get everything installed, get everything configured. Fairly turnkey solution. Something like this we lease for 5 years. And this would be a dollar buyout, so we intend to keep that equipment after 5 years. We're not going to give that back. We've had the current system in place for about 10 years. I would expect this new refresh to last about 8 to 10 years as well. So those will stay with us even when the lease expires. And I've also got the annual maintenance and service agreement, which would be about $5,000 a year. That's for breakage, any kind of downtime. The phone system's very important here, so we want to have some coverage, some maintenance. The iPad refresh, we've got 120 of those actually coming off lease this year. I'm only going to recommend filling half of that. So in addition to rolling out Chromebooks for a one-to-one for our level threes, hopefully across the district in a couple of years, we're going to kind of reallocate the way we're using the iPads. So we're going to kind of focus those more at the primary grades and then have a collection that would be available in the library. So right now we have about 100 per building. And we'll probably keep somewhere in that range for kindergarten, first grade, and pre-K. We have some in the EC as well. And then the rest would be available for use in the out of the library for checkout. So any questions about our upcoming projects?
What budget key are we in here?
This is all for the leases, and I'll show you the bigger budget as we go through this, but these are all leased products.
So what quick key code is that?
1082, I think, but yeah, I do have that in another slide.
What is it? And what?
It's 11998.
That's the big one. 11998. So 97, there it is, 96. Well, that was 2013. So you have 70,000 for 2015-16. Go back to your slide and see what it's going to be. It didn't jack.
Which one?
The total on Bob's report that he submitted to us is 79.
No, that's for the small equipment.
Okay, so what is it? 11988?
11998.
11998.
About five from
the top.
So the 940,000 is near 92,000 embedded in that number.
Yeah, that's the total of all our leases.
Okay.
And I'll definitely cover this in detail with you.
Right.
But the other line item is capital equipment, and this is equipment that we would just purchase outright. So a few things that we have scheduled for this coming.
Can you spell up for us? Yeah, okay, there it is. 10, 9, 10. We were presented a budget, and now we're getting thrown a bunch of numbers into me.
We'll get to that, Joe.
Bear with me, okay? Because I'm trying to catch up, and I didn't have access to this. So let's go back to the first. Yes, we have any questions?
Yes.
Okay. Explain Franklin at Level 3 Chromebooks. Go through it very slowly.
Well, that's a pilot we're going to propose for Franklin. So the Level 3 laptops that we're currently using, we're going to distribute for the teachers to use.
Okay. So how long is the lease for that? 3 years?
That's a 3-year lease that's going to come.
Do the Chromebooks stay at Franklin?
Pardon me?
Do the Chromebooks stay at Franklin, or do they follow the kids?
Well, they'll stay at Franklin.
So the goal is to pilot in it so all Level 3 has it?
Even though they could travel with the students to Hadley, it's possible we could do that. We could work that model.
What was the discussion point of that in your committee? Why did you choose not to do that?
Well, we hadn't decided on that yet.
Okay.
No, we were going to lease them for 3 years. We'll retain them for those 3 years, probably use them at Franklin during that period of time. And then refresh them with the rest of the grade schools when that time comes, which would be another 3 years after the laptops and student devices expire, at least expires.
Chromebooks expected life is 3 years?
Yeah, for the most part.
So if they had it, the fourth grade or added, it wouldn't last until the time you get to fifth grade?
Well, it'd probably still be working in that fourth year. But by the time you get that fourth year with this kind of device, the batteries are generally what tends to fail. And with a device like this, replacing the batteries isn't as easy as replacing them on a laptop. So that's generally why we go with 3 years on it.
And then this committee's decision-making, why did they choose Franklin as opposed to one of the other three schools?
Well, Franklin's the only grade school right now that has a digital media specialist, and that's the person we're working with right now to help integrate those in with the curriculum. That's when they are with analysts.
Why do you expect the other three schools to have digital?
We're working with them to kind of transform into it, but that was a position we hired because we had a retirement there. So we were able to hire Linnea, who had just a different skill set than the others. But she's and Mike are working with the other three elementary digital.
So that position is 100% being a digital specialist? She doesn't...
She works in the library as well, so that's part of it. It's pretty broad, but... Linnea brings some real nice skills to the table around digital literacy.
So that's not 100% of her job.
No. It's an important aspect that we're trying to bring into each of our teacher librarians.
Yeah, Franklin has a smaller enrollment too, so it's a little easier for us to manage the inventory there. So that would.
But like 210 for just Franklin?
That's about what we have in laptops right now. So if we were just to replace those laptops one for one. For the level threes, and then when we do the full rollout, I would recommend even starting at third grade, going all the way through level three, because When we start getting into map testing, park testing, they're going to need that kind of one-to-one environment.
So how long is the pilot for this?
1 year. 1 year, because we have one last year with the laptops that are currently being used at the grade schools. So as we retire those, we'll refresh those with Chromebooks instead.
So next year's budget, that'll probably go up to 175,000.
I think I've got that on another slide, but right now we've got 1,800 laptops currently in the grade schools, and my projection is to go to 2,000 Chromebooks, which would actually be less expensive than the laptops that will be coming on.
Gross.
Yes. We pay over, I think, $660 per unit for the laptops. We'll replace those with $300.
And it's more to... It's to assist with the testing that needs to occur.
Well, and just day-to-day instruction as well.
Yeah, it's going to be just some stuff.
Gotcha.
Mike, I had a question about the technology rollout, because I know when the plan was first put together, there was this discussion about testing different tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Right. Well, we did, you know, we went from laptops, iPads, and now we're using Chromebooks.
Right.
It achieved essentially the same goal,
mm-hmm.
But also utilizing that Google platform,
mm-hmm.
with Gmail, Docs, all the things that we've already incorporated, and this is a natural fit for that platform.
That's what my question was, because then as it rolled out, you were going to, I know you were trying to move from having the laptops more cumbersome.
Right.
You know, life expectancy a little bit different in terms of how the kids handle them. That type
and the cost as well.
Yeah.
And the cost. So, mm-hmm. and it was one of the reasons we also brought out the Google platform a couple of years ago, because
mm-hmm.
now we're starting to grow into that, mm-hmm. and now the hardware is starting to mirror that. It's a better fit for that platform.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to remember what you had presented when the technology plan
was
rolled out.
Right, and this model gives us sustainability financially,
mm-hmm.
but also meets those instructional goals while being able to really provide a one-to-one for all of our students.
Mm-hmm. With the Chromebooks that we rolled out at Hadley this past year, what additional cost of money have you seen that line of profit?
The Chromebooks?
Yes, sir.
I think there have been many, many. The only other licensing we purchase is there's a $30 license that goes with the Chromebook itself.
That wasn't budgeted last year?
That's budgeted.
That's what I'm asking.
No, there was nothing that we didn't budget for,
so
but there are some ancillary costs.
What are those ancillary costs and how much?
Well, the licensing.
Let me drill down. I understand what we budgeted last year and all that bitch being budgeted. I'm saying what unanticipated costs did you have from the rollout that you just got?
No.
That's the answer.
No.
And why 210 for level 3?
Because that's what we currently have for the level 3s at Franklin right now.
So even though we have 100, well, next year we'll have 100, if we use today's population, 191 students. Is it typical that you buy about 10% more?
We try to have a little bit budgeted for spares, whether they're used, 10%, whether they're used in the library or for spares for students.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else on the projects? Drew? Capital equipment, that's 10982. This is a line item that we use to purchase equipment outright or software outright. This is not equipment that we would lease. And in some cases, it might be some of those ancillary costs, like cases for the Chromebooks and the iPads. The Churchill and Forest Glen expansion, we're going to need some switching equipment. We're going to replace the projectors that are currently in the mobiles with newer equipment, since that gear is also about 8 to 10 years old. And Dave and I are looking at a work order system. We're currently using one that we built in-house. We've been using it for about 10 years, and it served us well to this point, but we need something that is a little better reporting and also a little better inventory management control that's also built in with the system. So those would be things that we would plan to make a one-time purchase, and then we would have that equipment. In most cases, it would either not need to be refreshed or it would need to be changed anytime soon. So any questions on that?
So my question, why are this expansion 5,000 incremental?
Every year we expand a little bit more. We don't have quite a one-to-one where we have an access point in every room. So we're building towards that point. So I like to budget at least 5,000. So as we find spots, as we start to have more and more wireless equipment in the buildings, we want to make sure we can expand and have the capacity to account for that. I don't expect that to go on forever. We're getting close. But every year I like to budget a little bit so we can continue to expand our wireless network.
Well, that's important, too, because we're moving toward testing in the classrooms, or we're at testing in the classrooms, right?
And I know that
that's something you've been testing for the park assessments.
Correct.
So is 5,000 enough to make sure that we have the bandwidth in the buildings to do that?
And it has been. It has been enough for us to be able to expand as we needed to. And like I say, we're getting close on a one-to-one. But also for the new additions as well. So every time we open a new classroom, we also put another access point.
Mike?
Yes?
You said that Churchill and Forest Lawn expansion is new projections, the projectors?
Right, the wall-mounted projectors like we have in the lab over there.
Okay.
And that's to replace some old projectors that we have in place now.
Okay.
So we'll move the smart board and all the other equipment, but the projectors are about due for a refresh.
Okay, so you're putting new ones in the new rooms, and then you're replacing projectors in existence.
Well, right. We can still use, if they're still serviceable out in the portables, which they are, we use those as quick spares. So as we have an issue with one of the classrooms, we have something to substitute. So we do hang on to those. We don't just throw them away. As long as they're serviceable, we keep them.
Mike, what's your refresh policy? We've heard that a couple of times now. Is that things are usually out there 8 to 10 years, 15 to 20 years, whatever the range is. Mm-hmm. Do we just, at the minimum, 8 years, go, okay, time to refresh, time to...
It depends on the equipment. So things like AV equipment, like projectors, we can keep maintaining those for a period of time. And the ones we've have in place right now, 7-8 years at a minimum with some of those older projectors. I expect them to last that long, just like when we purchased the smart boards. I expect those to last 8 to 10 years. They don't get as much wear and tear as a Chromebook that students use and handle every day, and that frankly just aren't designed to hold up over a long period of time with as much wear and tear as we're going to get.
But there's no formal refresh punch list per se. It's
there is.
Is it something that you're using manufacturer guarantees or manufacturer warranties? Is that what it is?
In some cases, I mean, we always get a year warranty. So any of the equipment that we currently have, like the Chromebooks, they're on a 1 year warranty. I can extend that. I can look at purchasing extended warranties. But in most cases, the cost of an extended warranty for a device like this versus just funding the repairs tends to be less expensive.
Yeah, I guess let me ask it a different way. What's your usage policy? You know, you said the smart boards are average life of 5 to 7 years. Is that because it's a gut feeling, or you go around and check these things and you say, this can last one more year before I have to refresh?
Yeah, and we check them all the time, and we certainly service them every summer. But it's also a fixed asset in the room, so it's hanging on the wall. It's not going to get a lot of damage from being moved around in most cases. Same thing with the projectors. And by and large, the lifespan tends to be, now smart boards are fairly new technology, but the ones we've had in place, I think the oldest are about 5 years now. And I don't see a need to replace those in the next couple of years, given the amount of use they've gotten and the wear and tear we've seen. Same thing with the switching equipment. You don't expect to replace that every few years. You're usually looking at things that are generally assigned to students, teachers, laptops, tablets, anything that runs on battery that really is going to need that battery to be efficient. over 3 years, 4 years, you're going to start to see that deteriorate. So.
That's to the point. Aren't you getting the standards and industries for expected life? And are you following the standards? And that's what we need to hear. You know, the standards
yes.
are set by certain technology, whatever, publications, and that's what you're using. It's not out of your gut.
No.
It's clearly I'm reviewing it. From a view of my ear, it's just I don't win or gut. It's on standards set by the industry. Yeah. Or expected life for this one to deal with.
Right. And things like iPads, Chromebooks, they're fairly new to the industry as well. So you don't have that long linear track in history either that's going to tell you, yeah, you know, your life expectancy is X amount. So a certain amount of experience working with the equipment helps.
And to expand on that in terms of your refresh cycle and on the industry standards, does tie in with Bob's age and obsolescence project program. So theoretically, it's all kind of tracked back.
Right, and this is the technology age and obsolescence goal.
My other question, you know, up here you've got 16-17 with kind of minimal expenses.
Yeah.
I mean, is that, do you think that's realistic?
No, and then we haven't identified reaching out that far yet.
So you think the running number is going to be right around?
Right. I mean, this actually I've got that runs out more like 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
To populate all of this, things like our capital budgets. That's something we review annually. So we just haven't gone that far out for some of these.
So the 16-17 is really more of a
right. That's those are just placeholders for now. But more than likely, we'll identify a couple of other projects.
Yes.
Particularly as we're talking about facilities. That would be a place where, you know, we would start looking at plugging in some of those numbers if we're starting to update our facilities as well. So we just haven't completely fleshed 16-17 out yet. Gotcha.
Mike, this is a kind of an observational question, but as you've looked at the iPads and, you know, as part of the technology rollout, the Chromebooks, netbooks, are you finding that they're lasting in a way that you expected they would in terms of student use?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no surprises there typically?
No. And actually with the Chromebooks, and now that we've moved to this one-to-one here at Hadley, where really the Chromebook is assigned to the student,
right,
not really just the class, we've seen a lot less in the way of damage, vandalism, that sort of thing. So there's a lot. There seems to be a lot more accountability.
Yeah, because it's loaded with their stuff.
And it is theirs,
yeah.
And it's assigned to them.
Yeah.
So it's just like taking out a library book. That's how we inventory them now, is through the library. So it's attached to that student's record. That's that student's Chromebook. So it has shown to be, you know, we've seen a lot less in the way of damage.
That's good.
Any other questions on capital? Okay, and then the lease equipment, and this is really the lion's share of the tech budget, is how the leases break down. So the ones in yellow here, these are the ones that are expiring this year. So we have 84 desktops coming off lease, and we have 120 iPads and 550 laptops coming off lease. So between those two combined, it's about $163,000, a little better than that, that's coming off lease. And what I'm proposing is just under $93,000 that we bring on lease for 15-16. So then the year after that, in 16-17, we've got quite a bit coming off lease. That's where we start to see the smart boards coming off lease, as well as the 1800 laptops that we talked about earlier for the grade schools. Those will come off lease, as well as the some of the equipment for the Hadley Library. So those are all going to come off lease, and that's going to free up quite a bit of funds. And that is where we would... That is where... that is where we look at refreshing at the grade schools. So we have to replace those 1800 laptops. But rather than going back with Microsoft Windows laptops, that's where we would replace them with Chromebooks. So instead of replacing that equipment with a $600-$700 device, we're going to replace it with a $300 device. that's still going to achieve our goals and allow us to do a one-to-one throughout the grade schools as well.
So that's the 537 you said is coming off from the 6-7?
Yes, that's what we'd be coming off.
But right. You're third from the bottom elementary student device, 16-17, that's the 200,000 that's going on.
Correct. And then we would also replace all the teacher devices as well, so we would move to a mobile platform for our teachers as well.
So, if I have you, if you're doing a pilot program in Lincoln for level 3, and then 16-17, elementary student device will be across the board K-5 for every grade? Or third grade?
At the very least, third grade through.
What's the 200,000 represent?
That would be the Chromebooks. That would be 200 or 2,000 Chromebooks for the grade schools. So that
that's
does
100%.
Not right. That does not count the sixth graders coming into Hadley. I got that right.
Yep, I see it. But the 200,000 represents every student in K-5.
Right.
Which at this point is undetermined if that will be it or just third grade.
Right, but it's a placeholder, so we have an idea of what those devices are going to cost us. So with this model, we can expand our digital devices for students without killing ourselves in the budget. We can still see some savings in our leases. And the other thing, like I talked about before, would be the projectors. We look at that in 16-17. It's not a definite that we would do it that year. We might be able to wait a year, but I wanted to put that placeholder in that we're going to have to start looking at replacing some of our AV equipment. I think we'll still get by for a couple more years with our smart boards, but the projectors in most cases have been in place longer than the smart boards. And now we're starting to see a lot of lamps that die, and those can be $200-$300 a piece to replace. So.
Are those the Elmos?
No, those are the projectors mounted on the ceiling.
Those projectors, mm-hmm. Ones, yeah.
Right.
Got it.
My the almost we did last year.
That's right, yeah, that's right, we did. Our feeder high school, Glenbard West, for most of our students, this year, first year for iPads. And so they're assessing that and seeing how it's going. My understanding is that it's going okay, repairs and all that.
Right.
So is there any issue that you found in working or talking to your counterpart at high school level with kids going into freshman year having used Chromebooks or netbooks, some iPads, but that transition?
Well, I haven't talked to them directly about that specific concern, but to me it's the ability to use the internet, which is primarily what we're both using. Right. Whether you're using an iPad or you're using a Chromebook or you're using a laptop.
So the device is less?
Well, to me the device is a lot less significant than what you're doing with the device.
And they're on Google Docs as well, so that they're mirroring what we're using here.
Right. And we can use that with the iPads. We've got Google Drive that's installed on there, so they still have access to that. And Google will be the platform that our students use. So as we start moving forward with these Chromebook rollouts, we'll also move forward with supplying all of those students with Google accounts as well. So that gives them access to their docs. The collaboration tools that we use here. And it's much easier, I think, for the teachers to be able to communicate, collaborate with their students, as well as collect their, and secure.
Yeah, I just wanted to, kind of put that on the record, because as they're ramping up freshman year and then sophomore year, et cetera, their platform is Google Docs. So the kids having knowledge here to be able to transition is much more seamless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look that much different on an iPad. Really.
Right, yeah.
Okay. The Chromebook's just a different vehicle to get you in the same place. Any question on the lease schedule? But you can kind of see that natural progression as well, Patrick, with that, where as these things come kind of roll off every 3 years, they either roll back on or it frees up dollars for other purchases that might be more infrastructure purchases. And then this is the entire budget. These are all the other line items. I wanted to show you the bigger ones, but lines of note here, printer services and toner. That's for all the printers in the district. That's the copiers, the desktop printers, the color printers. This is just for supplies, service, toner, that sort of thing. The software budget is another substantial budget. That's about $420,000 a year. Now, that includes all of the educational software, but also the operational software, licensing, annual fees that go along with that. Software and media maintenance, that's mainly our library software, temporary help, summer help, the kids that we bring in to help us. Purchase services and data equipment repair, purchase services mainly for professional service for people to come in that we need consultants for certain things. And the equipment repair is what it is. It's just equipment repair. So as a Chromebook breaks, if we need to invest some money to repair it, we have dollars to do that.
And, Mike, the Skyward, so purchase services, any specialized Skyward's repair?
That's not repair. That's more for training.
Training, okay.
Because we're so heavily invested in Skyward right now, we have regular training that goes on as well. As we start bringing on new modules, we've got a budget item there so we can kind of track what we're spending on our training for Skyward. We also have a line item for IEP equipment. You know, as need comes up for special ed for IEP equipment, we have a line item that we can draw from for equipment because that's usually very timely.
What's an example of an IEP tech equipment purchase?
Well, if there's technology written into the IEP, so for instance, a student needs an iPad, they need a laptop with something like Dragon Naturally Speaking, a dictation software,
okay.
You know, that can happen very quickly. And we need to get that equipment very quickly in the software. So this gives us a line item to draw from and also to be able to track a little bit better for us.
Mike, what's
981
again? That's
software. Those are our licenses for operational and educational software. So things like map testing, Odyssey would fall under the educational part.
So what's that bump there?
Well, we invested a lot more in online. I had all that laid out, but it's mostly a lot of online software that we brought on for instruction, as well as Skyward has its annual maintenance costs. So as we start to invest more in a digital environment, there's going to be some licensing that goes along.
Is there a big chunk of that $30,000 that can be attributed to something?
Primarily Skyward.
The Skyward's fees have gone up?
Well, we've rolled in a lot of other modules from Skyward, whether it's on the finance end or the student end. So we saw an increase in that, as well as some of our educational software that we've
got. Is that the accounts payable software, too?
Yes.
Skyward?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
We're trying to bundle everything into Skyward. We're still not 100% there yet, but I think within the next couple of years, we'll be all
on one
platform.
Give us an example. What was rolled in this year, or what do you expect to roll in?
So this year we brought in the RTI, the Response to Intervention, which, Gail, I'm looking back here, has spent a lot of time with Karen inputting the data that we will use in the coming years to have a more aligned RTI system for teachers, so they're able to pull up the data on individual students, input information, and create yourself almost a dashboard to be able to pull up and say, okay, this is where the student has been, here are the data points, this is what interventions have taken place, all of those aspects. So that was a major...
Online registration was another one.
Which one?
Online registration.
Oh, huge.
That was last year, too.
So for the 47,000 or more than that increase, I guess 43,000, what do you anticipate for that's 15-16 budget year, right?
Right. Well, I don't have anything bumped up for that because I anticipate seeing some licensing fall off as well. So, for instance, as we go to a Chromebook model, we don't need to invest so much in McAfee, our antivirus software. These devices don't need that. So there are certain things that we'd see also falling off on the operations side.
So you anticipate adding no modules for 15-16 for Skyward?
He has 16-17 up there, Joe. So
yeah,
it
stays
flat.
You have 377 this year. You have 420. I'm missing it. I'm not asking the question correct, because that's what you asked. It's an increase of $43,000. But you don't anticipate any of that $43,000 being Skyward modules.
Not for 16-17, if that's what you're asking.
No, I'm not. I'm asking for 23.
Right. Well, that's what I heard 15, it was.
Yeah, it's what we, yeah. In 15-16, we added.
Okay. Well, here's my question again, though. So we heard about what you added this year.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 14-15. So then I'll ask the question. What we heard the examples this year. What do you anticipate as part of this budget that you're presenting will be those modules for next year?
Right.
So what's costing us?
The $43,000.
So what are all those within the... Within the I'm just looking at software data.
Yeah, I've got it all line item out, and I think you've seen that. And I could email that spreadsheet to you.
Yeah, I didn't
don't
see
have
that.
It. I don't have it available.
Year, but that was your question.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. Yeah. So we went from 13-14 from 310 to 377.
Right.
Okay. Evidenced by Skyward account payable level for RTI. Now your future forecast is an additional $40,000.
Right. And in some cases, those modules may have been purchased from other budgets, and now I now have to roll those into my software budget and account for those every year because that licensing fee doesn't go away. I mean, we continue to pay for that fee. So the initial investment may not have come out of my budget. It may have come from someone else's budget. But moving forward, I account for that in my software.
So someone else's budget has the module in it. Priced in it, and then you, get the, and then you get the licensing.
Right.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because we don't know what the $43,000 increase is, and that's what we're asking. So
but he has that line item for
so
you.
We will
so we'll get that.
We'll get that
four different ways.
Sure.
Part of the problem is what's up there is not on what we were presented, and that's never good. So.
We have a summary. He has to break down.
No. So the summary that we were given is not the summary we're reading now. The numbers aren't the same, and then there's an extra year.
Any more questions on this?
Yes.
And the numbers.
And the numbers are
different. Anything else on this page? All right.
I'm good.
Then Dave is up next.
As we look through the B&G budget, I think we're going to see there's some significant dollar funds that we have mixed in with some smaller line items. So I'd like to go through some of the larger ones. One of our biggest line items is our contractual maintenance budget of $512,500. Included in this budget is pretty much all the inspections and a lot of maintenance that we do throughout the entire district. And a lot of this is mandated by the Regional Office of Education. And we have to do these inspections. And a lot of the inspections, there's a whole list of them, but our boilers, our fire alarm system, fire extinguishers, sprinklers, the elevators. We do bleacher inspections, RPZs, fireproofing all the stage curtains that we have. We have to do that every 3 years, and this year it's up for renewal. So they take the curtains in, treat them, then they rehang them back up. We do all the kitchen hood exhaust and the Ansel system that we have here at Hadley, the freezer refrigeration units, portable classroom inspections, basketball backboards, and that pretty much round out the inspections that we're required to do. Also included in this account are funds. We do air quality testing, our landscape and maintenance, any tree work, air asbestos testing, paving, seal coating, striping, signage, snow plowing. We do have a maintenance contract for the Hadley movable walls and the pods. They were installed in the 1950s, and there's quite a bit of mechanical issues with some of those. So we have a maintenance agreement for that. We have our pest control comes out of that. Annual maintenance we have a backup generator over at CSO. We also have a backup battery system for the computers that we have there. Our parking lot lighting. Also, we have our security system, Simplex, and fire panels that are also included in that. There's a contingency in this account as well. We have about $50,000 for emergency roofing repairs that may come up. And there's also about $25,000 for unforeseen repairs, testing, and tuck pointing issues that may arise. Also included is architectural fees of $500,000 this year for future construction and planning services. Our portable lease payments are going to go down about $62,000 this year because of the elimination of Ben Franklin Forest Fund. Totally, we have about $615,000 budgeted for all of our utilities. That's electricity, natural gas, sewer, water, and our telephone services. So the next item we have is our custodial supply account is about $116,140. It's a little bit up from last year just because consumables will be a little bit higher with the new classrooms. We've added sinks in there. We've got more tile floors. We have to do more cleaning products, a little bit more waxing. So just, you know, it's a little bit different clean than in the portables. That was pretty much all carpeting and just vacuuming. So there's also a slight increase in our maintenance supplies. That includes miscellaneous hardware, repair parts, replacement of hand tools if necessary. Also this year, in the small equipment fund, is $325,000 has been allocated for preliminary expenditure for the 21st century furniture replacements and additions. The final cost we probably won't know until after we go out to bid, but we're anticipating it to be close to that dollar amount.
We're already replacing that furniture?
No, we still have some classrooms that weren't completed.
Finishing it.
Next, also, we include $50,000 in the district for security upgrades as we continue to enhance our security. That includes, you know, if we do additional cameras or automated doors, shades and screens and that sort of thing. This year, too, we allocated $30,000 for a replacement vehicle in the maintenance department. The vehicle we're replacing is a 2000 Dodge, so it's got a lot of years and a lot of snowfall miles on it. So we actually have one vehicle that we have some engine issues with and we're not using, so it's time to upgrade that. Also included is $500,000, and that's for just additional construction expenses at Churchill. And then also included this year out of this budget is $500,000 for capital projects. We had a meeting about that, and included in those capital projects for this year, we're looking to upgrade our HVAC, our building automated controls and tux cards. That's the ability for us that we can talk to each one of the rooftop units and control the heating and air conditioning. It's a two-year project, so this year is about $150,000. Next year will probably be a little bit less, just kind of how it laid out with getting the trunk lines all completed this year. So it should be a little bit less than that for next year. There's also been discussions of the Abraham Lincoln Library renovations, and included in that is the design work, carpet replacements, some HVAC work, ceiling tiles, that ceiling work, grid work. Controls for sprinklers, pull stations, and demolition. That's about $125,000.
So, Dave, just so I understand, you're reading now from the building improvements under admin. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the $500,000 that's included for capital projects.
You got $150,000. The two big you mentioned, two big items right now: $150,000 and $125,000.
Okay. Correct.
I should make sure.
The $150,000 was the right.
That's for the HVAC control system. Yeah.
Okay.
And the $125,000 is for the library renovations. And that's kind of just a budgetary number right now, a placeholder. It might be a little bit, depending on how far we have to go. And they're still in the furniture picking out stage. And so
eventually you'd move that down to building improvements for AL right below it, if it was all for Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. We would move them for whatever the total cost for Abraham Lincoln would be.
Yeah. Also, there's been some talks about doing a Hadley office renovation. We've included $35,000 for that. And we're right now in the design phase of that, and kind of a space study to see how we can get the space to be more friendly, open it up, and just be more inviting to the public. Also included in Hadley, in the lower level of East Wing, there's still several classrooms down there that have carpeting and every year we've been trying to do a couple of the rooms, get that out of there and put VCT floor in because one of them is a cooking class and it just becomes a maintenance issue. And we weren't really sure what was going to happen with that east wing with all the different future talks, but it's time we probably need to do something down there. So we allocated $40,000 for that. And then again,
lower level.
Lower level, the east wing, yeah. Also, we'd like to do a hardwood floor refinishing of both gyms A and B here at Dapper. Last time that was done was 1998, and this year we stripped and sand that, but we're having issues with the finishes actually starting to peel off and sheet, so it's just about time that it gets relined, and so we budgeted $60 for that. Next is the sound system head-end replacements at Forest Glen, Churchill, and Ben Franklin. We previously bid that with the past construction project, so we have pricing for that. But these systems are pretty old, and replacement parts are hard to get, so we'd like to get those upgraded. And then finally, we've got an active roof leak that we discovered in the fall at Churchill. It was just too late in the year. We're actually going to have to open up part of it and replace a couple of roof drains. It's just been patched so many times that, so we're including that this year as well.
But that's not part of the Churchill.
No, that's a separate thing. That's just under.
We're doing some major upgrades.
What are you guys doing?
need a bigger office.
Thanks for explaining that, Dave.
I knew that one would. The CSO. The CSO.
I gotcha.
Thanks.
All right. Oh, right here.
What's the 500 touchdown? For your
for tonight,
the four additional classes.
Yeah.
I had a bill of credit.
And transfer to other funds.
That was fine.
2086.
For that one.
20.
That's. I believe that just is a transfer that they've done the last couple of years that goes into. I can find out for you, but I'm not really sure.
I believe this is for the construction as well. But we'll get Bob to.
Yeah.
It'd be a better answer coming from Bob on that piece.
What was it, Eric?
I think it was an internal transfer. That's what I saw in the report.
Where my gut says, but I want to get it from Bob.
Right. Yeah. I don't understand why that would be a budgeting number. Because it's either in one fund or another. I mean, I would expect a negative in the other fund budget that probably we haven't seen
yet. We shouldn't have that. That's
we'll get it from Bob.
Yeah.
We'll just get the
I mean, that's
the CPA.
Right
give
there.
Him
the... That's something's off.
I doubt it's off. I'd just be... Well, Bob hasn't been off on these pieces. I would just be careful using that term.
This looks like it's a detailed budget in terms of building and grounds. I'd really rather see the summary number, which is like on one page, similar to...
Okay.
Because I think there's a lot of detail here,
mm-hmm.
but there's so much detail, it's kind of hard to kind of
look at
the trends I'd want to see.
Sounds good. We'll have that
but
for
I
you.
Like both.
But
I was going to say, what I heard earlier, I think this makes you more comfortable.
This is exactly what I want.
Okay.
I read it in 4 minutes.
All right.
Summary, I get lost.
So we'll make sure we have both for all board members. All right, anything else for finance? All right, we'll close it at 7:20.